It says subject number 7, guy, August 7th, 1976, playroom session, father, son. That's it?
There's several good ones.
Yes, but, you know, let me get back to you. He's going to be here probably around 11:15. What time is it now?
10, yes, we will.
About 1 hour and 15 minutes. Or maybe, what, do you have to leave?
No, I just, Marlene said 30 minutes. No,
half hour for this
part. Half hour for this and then a half hour.
For this one?
Yeah.
Oh, good. I like to see my kid do well.
Okay.
Wait a minute. Listen, for you too. I want to put this on record, vocally, if nothing else.
What?
In the tape recording which you have, Jesse's referring to turning on and turning off the tape recorder in the same manner that he was interested in the camera, because I've been taping him all along and he loves tape recorders. So a lot of the conversation is centered around the tape recorder, at least in the end.
Okay, let me tell you briefly this. You know, we'd like you to interact as naturally as possible under the circumstances with 300 eyes staring at you and, you know, TVs and things. There's a book that we would like you to read to Jesse.
It doesn't have any words.
Right. This is, but there is a story. It's a story. And we just want you to tell him what the story is.
Oh, Christ. It's a projective test for the dad.
No, it is not. This is a take-apart car, which I wrecked when I gave him the take-apart Jeep 2 days before Marlene came here, but that's all right. Does he play with it?
Yeah.
But this is more complicated. Yeah. Then underneath there are things to play store. We'd like you to play store with him. And if possible, we'd like it to take place in here and face that way. If it's not, you know, if you find yourself being conscious about where you're facing, forget about it. But try to stay here because our microphone is here. We've got the tape recorder and the TV camera.
And what you told me is that it doesn't necessarily have to be in the order.
It'll be a half hour total. You can do it in any order you want, but try to get to all of them. And if you happen to spend more time with one than with another, that's fine, but we sort of like you to spend equal amounts of time. If you should get involved in one thing and run over the time, then Gene will knock on the
side. You didn't do that for me, Gene.
Mm-hmm. No, because I think you moved on.
I tried, but I really spent a lot of time on the cash register.
Yeah, right.
Okay, see you later, Jesse. Have a nice time playing with the cash register, and I'll see you later, okay?
Hey.
Okay, have a good time with Daddy.
Bye, Tootsie.
Oh, Jesse.
I work with the cash register.
The cash register? You remember about the cash register?
Uh-huh.
Why don't you sit down over there? Sit down, sweetheart. Shall we look together? Pick up the end. Pick up the end. All the way. What do you see? What is that?
The cash register.
Yes. Have you seen it before?
But look what's going to come out.
Ooh. Look at all that money.
Look what's going to come out.
Mm-hmm. What does that do?
Zero.
Zero. And what's that?
55.
50. If you want to make 55, watch, Jess. If you want to make 55, you press 50, and, well, you can't do it the same. Oh, yes, you can. 55, I guess.
What is that?
Do you know where people use cash registers? Jess? Jesse? Jesse?
Okay.
I'm speaking to you. Sweetheart. Where do people use cash registers?
At home.
At home? No. In stores.
Where does this go from?
Okay. Now you know what? Why don't you do three more and then we'll look at some of the other things on the shelf.
Robin would remember.
In fact, you know what we could do? Jess?
What?
We could play store. And I could buy things from the store, and
what
then...
store?
Well, let's pretend that this is a food store, and we want to buy some things, okay? And you be in charge of the cash register. For example, suppose I wanted to buy some cookies and take them home. And you see, have to charge me the price that's on the package.
Ouch.
Which is 97. But 97 is hard to do. Let's say that it's 50 cents. Let's say that it's 50 cents. $1? That's a lot for a package of cookies, isn't it? Okay, $1. Now, shall we buy some mustard?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the mustard is 50 cents. Can you push 50 cents?
Yes.
I don't think that's 50 cents, sweetheart. Press this one. 50 cents. Okay, that's $1.50.
And then two.
Now, what else would you like us to take home? This?
No.
This?
This.
Oh, this is a teapot. Hmm. Well, this costs $1 also.
Now I'll do two.
$2? Okay. Now let's buy...
this.
A cup. Shall we get the plates and saucers too? Okay, I think $5 for all of this. $5. Okay. Now, one more thing. Let's get some lasagna. This is good.
I'll do 10.
10. Okay. Push it. Now, all together, it costs $9. I'm going to give you a $10 bill. Let's pretend this is money, okay?
Okay.
Now, you have to give me some change because it doesn't cost quite this much. It costs $9.50. That's it. All right. Now, may I show you how much to give me? 10. Okay. You have to give me 50 cents total. That's 10. That's 35. Another 15 cents, sweetheart. No, that's too much. See? 25, watch, Jess, and I can show you. 25, 35. Each of these is 5. 40. No, still too much. Or we could do it this way. Would you like to give me 2 quarters? Like this? That's my change. Okay, then you get this. See, and then you would put this in here, except it doesn't quite fit, so I'll put it back. You see, Jess, at the store, when you buy food and things, and when you're leaving, the person at the cash register tells you how much you owe, and then you give that person some money, and then what?
Would you buy those cookies?
Would I? Do you like Oreos? You do like Oreos. Okay. This one is 20 cents.
Zero.
Zero? No. Zero means that we would get it for nothing.
Yes.
20 cents, right. Okay. Now, if I had 20 cents, I would give you 20 cents and you could put it in there. Okay. Let's put this back now and let's look at some other things, shall we?
Some what other things?
Well, let's go see. But first, let's close up the store. Come, help me. That's a boy. Let's go see what's over here. Let's see. Oh, look at this. A nice story.
I'll take the car out too.
Well, let's do this first and then the car. Why don't you sit over there on the chair, sweetheart? Would you like to sit in my lap instead?
Next to you.
Okay. This is called The Great Cat Chase. A wordless book. Oh my. Perhaps you and I can tell what's going on. What's happening here?
What?
A lady is taking a kitty for a walk in
a carriage.
In a carriage, right. And she stops to pick some flowers, and what happens?
What?
What's the kitty doing?
Running away.
Running away? Why is he doing that?
Because he's afraid.
Afraid? Afraid of what, sweetheart?
I don't know.
Well, perhaps we can see. Then his mommy realizes suddenly that he's run away. He's hiding behind the tree. He doesn't look afraid. He looks like he's playing a trick on his mother. Well, the mommy runs down the street saying, "Mr. Policeman, help! My kitty has run away and I don't know where he is." What's the policeman saying?
What?
I don't know. What do you think he says?
What?
He says, "Madam, may I help you?" See, the policeman is stopping traffic. Actually, I think it's a little boy in a policeman's outfit. And he's telling another little boy on a tricycle to stop. Well, the policeman and the lady are talking about the kitty who's run away, and all of a sudden, what do they see?
What?
Well, tell me.
The kitty.
That's right. And the policeman says, "Oh, look, there it is. There's your kitty." And then what do you think happens? Yes. Why is the policeman? Why is the policeman down here on his knees?
Why?
Well, why do you think?
Why?
He's saying to the kitty, "Come here, kitty. Come here, kitty." And the policeman leans forward to quickly grab the kitty, and the kitty runs away. And what's the lady saying to the policeman?
What?
She's saying to him, "Officer, go rescue my cat." And they follow the kitty. Well, where's the kitty going?
Through a tunnel.
Through a tunnel?
Uh-huh.
You know what this is?
Uh-huh.
It's a big water pipe. Big water pipe. And now the kitty doesn't think this is funny anymore, does he? He doesn't look so happy.
Uh-uh.
I think he's going to go in there to try to get away from the policeman and his mommy. What happens here? What are they doing?
What?
What do you see them doing? Where are they going? They're going in here? Yeah, but the kitty has already left the pipe and is up on top looking in. Aha! What happens?
What?
The policeman comes all the way through the drain pipe. And the kitty's not there at all. Where is the kitty?
Where
do you see? That's my kitty. But then you know what happens? What?
What?
See this lady? She's wearing a very heavy coat, and she got stuck in the drain pipe. See? And the policeman reached up to grab her, to help her get out, and pulled, and before you knew it, they were both falling in the water. But then the cat, who came close to watch, jumped into the drain pipe. And the lady says, "Officer, there goes my cat. Please get him for me." So they struggle back up into the drain pipe.
What?
I'm trying to figure out what happens here. Okay, this is about their end. They've turned the pipe around. Okay.
I call you the
cash register. We've already done that, sweetheart. But you know what we can do?
What?
We can look at that interesting car that's in the box. Would you like to do that?
Mm-hmm. Open our box, okay?
Sure. Can I meet you? Why don't you take the box down, sweetheart? Take the... Yes, grab it back here too, Jess. Grab it back here so it won't drop. That's it. Down on the floor. Okay. Let's go back over here with our chairs and I'll put the box. You like this kind of car, don't you?
You hold it.
What shall we do?
Take them out until these are right.
Oh. What are those things? Do you have any idea? Pliers? Mm-hmm. And what's this? Is this what you're calling pliers?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's not really pliers. It's a wrench, Jackie.
What's this called?
Well, it looks like it's a jack. You see? And what's this?
Screwdriver.
You're right. Put your nose. Something? I see. That's right.
I can't
move. Well, you have to keep turning, Jess. The screw is in further than that. That's a boy.
There it is.
Not quite. Would you like me to help? Good.
See?
You did it.
I did it.
Yeah, very good.
Unscrew wheels.
Unscrew.
Okay.
Good. Remember what Daddy told you about clockwise and counterclockwise? Perhaps it would be easier if we turned it like this. That's right. That's called counterclockwise, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. I did it.
Yes, you did. Almost. A little bit more. Good. Yes, you did. Okay, what else would you like to do?
The motor.
The motor. Where is the motor?
Inside here.
Really? Ah, that's the trunk. That's where the extra tire is kept. Where do you think the motor is if this is the trunk?
Hey.
Yeah?
Hey, where's the screwdriver?
Here. Hmm. You know what you could do if you wanted to?
What?
You could pretend that this tire was flat and had a hole in it and that you had to put on a spare tire. Would you like to do that?
Uh-uh.
And then you could screw it back in.
Uh-uh.
Don't want to do that?
Wait till I finish
Jesse?
What?
Someday if our car has a flat tire, you and I can fix it the way you're doing this. You know that? Would you like to do that?
Mm-hmm.
You would?
Mm-hmm.
If you're big enough, you can do it all yourself. Aha. How many have you taken off, sweetheart?
Two.
That's right. And you took one out of here, right?
Yeah, three.
Three, right. More? What makes you think so?
I did it.
Yes, you did. Still motor.
What motor?
Where do you think it is? That's right.
I do that
one. Trying to figure it out, sweetheart. You have some other tools, you know. Here is a tool, and here is a tool. Perhaps one of these could be used. That one? Or this one?
Uh-huh. What?
I think you're right.
Yeah.
You are right.
How you do it?
I think you're doing pretty well.
But how you put it in again?
Why don't you try? You're doing very well. Mm-hmm.
Now what?
What would you like to do?
What?
Well, there are bumpers to take off.
Bumpers.
These are called bumpers. This is a bumper, and this back here is a bumper. That's to protect the car in case it bumps into something.
We have to use this
tool. Why do you think so?
Because these
tools
are for it.
These tools are for it,
too.
I wonder if this would work. I bet it would. Aha, uh-huh, this would work, too. Wouldn't it? Y'all would not do that. You did it. Maybe you'll be a car fixer when you grow up, Jesse. What do you think?
Now what could I do?
Well, there's another bumper. And here are some things that you could maybe take apart.
More bumpers. Okay, so pops into something.
Came easily, didn't it? Oh, Jesse, sweetheart. See, it's still attached here. You have one more.
See, I
Yeah. Oh. Can you pick it up, please? No. Shall we put it back together?
Not yet. Because I have to do one more thing.
I think you have to do two more things.
What are these?
Well, that is called a bolt. And there's another one that you have to take out. Can you find it? Mm-hmm. Oh my, that must have been the last one. Yeah. You think you can ever put that back together? Wow, Jesse. What did he do now? Gee. Would he like to try to put it back together? Well, may I make a suggestion to you?
What?
Okay. You see these things?
Mm-hmm.
These are bolts. And in order for them to be turned tight and hold things, you have to screw them in like this, see? What you did, may I see this please? What you did was to loosen like this until it fell out and things came apart. But you have to use these as well. And what that means is that they have to go here. See? See how that fits in there? You see? You didn't know that, did you? And then this goes in like that after the wheel is on. So before we put on the hood, what we should do is put these in place, shouldn't we? Here, would you like to put a blue one in here? That's for the bumper bolt. That's a boy. Now, you see these places? Yes. Yes, that's okay. I think that goes there. And one goes here. Good. And this one goes here. And this one. Okay. Now, there should be some yellow ones. These are for the wheels. They go on the inside for each wheel. You see some other places where they could go?
I think they should. Here!
I don't think so, sweetheart.
They're gonna go.
Where do you think? It's for the wheels. Where do you think the wheels go? Where do the wheels go? Yes, there's one. Can you see another place where a wheel goes? Okay, so where does this go now? But on the inside. On the inside.
Where?
Here. And... yes. Very good. Now let's see if we know how to put the wheels back on. I think like this, Jesse. Touch. Watch. See? See how I have that on? And then you put in the bolt. Okay. And this is turning clockwise, isn't it? Is there something wrong?
Mm-hmm. It's stuck.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So perhaps we should see if something is... ah. What have we done wrong? Hmm. Perhaps. Try that now, Jesse.
What?
Well, try it now, sweetheart. I don't think that makes a difference. Do you know something? I think we're doing something wrong. Ah, I know what it is. I know. Let's take a look. See that hole there?
Mm-hmm.
That's what it is. Now, but yeah, see, the wheel fits in there. That's it. No, that's a boy.
No.
No, what do you think? You have to put the bolt back through the wheel. Here's a bolt. Put it through the wheel. Yes. Now tighten it a little so it will stay. That's it. Jesse? Try when you screw something or unscrew it, this should be straight, not to the side. Like that. Straight up. Good. Good. But hold it straight up, sweetie. Okay. Would you like to do another one? Okay.
Here?
Do you think so?
Mm-hmm.
I think so too. But you need something else, don't you?
Here's
a screw. I did it. Yes, you did. What else should we do?
Hi, Jess.
Are we finished?
Yes. Hey. I have a little present for you for today's visit.
What is it?
What is it? It's like a turtle puppet.
Wow, that's nice.
You have any puppets at home?
Yes, I do.
Yes,
I have a mouse.
Yes, you do.
Mouse puppet.
Oh, that's nice. And now you have a turtle puppet and a mouse.
Is that a take home?
Yeah, that's for him to keep.
Very nice. Thank you.
We really appreciate your participation. You know what you do? If you put your hand in between here, in between here, I think you can find his mouth and you can make his mouth move. Isn't that nice?
What do turtles see, Jesse?
The turtles bite people?
Turtles, baby.
That's a nice turtle, huh?
He's terrible, doesn't he?
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Did you have fun in the playroom?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I worked with the things with a zero. And I pretend that was a store.
You did?
Uh-huh.
What'd you do in the store?
A change.
You made change? Yes, you did. Thank you.
Did you sell anything?
Yes, what did you sell me?
I'll show you. Pull up this and I'll show her. Okay?
Sure. Take the other end. Oh my, look, Jesse.
And we buy these.
You did. Cookies, huh?
He likes them very good.
Oh, yeah. Most of us do.
Look how the numbers come up.
Oh, that's nice. Well, we're about finished this, and
that's how you do it.
I'm going to do the questions that Sandy's going to ask Jesse. But we have to wait for your wife to finish, so as soon as she comes back, we can get started. Would you like Sandy to come back in? You can show her how to work the cash register?
Okay, she'll be in just a minute.
I'll push
and I'll be back buttons. In a couple minutes. So. Okay, bye, Jesse.
Bye. Still that one. Your button.
Jesse? Jesse? Do you mind if I put the car back together? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm, yes or no? Mm-hmm.
Look how it...
Hi!
Sandy?
Yeah?
How are you?
Michael, put it together.
You push. Fuck!
What's that? What does that say?
$2.
And what does that say? You know what that is?
50.
Right. Do you know what 50 says?
Mm-hmm.
What?
What?
50.
50, yeah, 50.
And you know what?
I think my kids are dumb.
What's that say?
I pushed that already. And what's this?
What's that?
10.
Right. And what's that? What'd I tell you that was?
What?
What?
50.
And what's 50? 50.
50, yeah.
See, here's another 50. You want to make it open? Push that button. Ding!
Money!
Yeah!
This goes in back, doesn't it?
Is that the back?
Oh, that's... Oh, I see. Maybe this is the front.
Zero!
Oh, that's the back, right. Because the steering wheel goes... These nuts go in. Yeah. They slide... Oh, there's one in there already. They slide underneath there.
This is what you said, right? This is what you said.
Yeah? What is it?
What?
What? I told you what that is. Remember?
50.
Yeah, 50 is... 50.
50. Here's another 50.
Right. You know what this says here? 25.
That's what? I'll push one button. What's that say?
50.
And what about...
10. No, I'm sorry. That says 1. Now see, there's a 0 first and a 1 second. That says 1. If it's a 1 first and a 0 second, that says 10.
And I'll push
25.
I'm going to throw a temper tantrum.
And guess what this number is?
Didn't go like this.
Wait a minute. Yeah.
1!
Like this. Right. The length of
course. 1!
So
I told you
that
was 1.
I told you.
Oh, look. Is this a... Oh, I thought it was an Olympic shirt. It's a flower.
Do you know that Life magazine already has an Olympic special, a photograph?
What's this?
Well, wasn't that exciting? Did you watch it?
Yeah.
Did you see that little Nadia Comaneci? Wasn't she...
Was she incredible.
Just breathtaking. I mean, didn't you have a feeling you were seeing something absolutely phenomenal
in
person?
Yes, yes. I love that. I wish I could have been there for that.
Uh-huh.
But you know, Mike, they
the irony
have
of
nine...
it was that she was an East European puppet at the same time.
Yeah.
Wanted to be with her dolls. I think that's the sad
Mommy!
Part.
They say when
it's
she incredible. Got home, she was upset because her doll broke on the plane.
Well, I mean, it makes you realize she's a kid.
I know. She's like,
but,
like,
I mean,
14.
Isn't she like a bird? Just so
and,
incredible
and
for
so,
a human.
And like, her face was so just lit up when she did her thing well, you know.
Look
she got her
what
dance.
This is!
What?
Money!
I really wasn't watching such perfection.
She was just incredible.
They made it like you felt so cerebral. Corbett, you know, this.
What, sweetheart?
I don't know. It was still good.
What?
Money. Money. Yeah. Money.
Money, money, money.
Money, money, money. You know that? Does he know that song? Money makes the world go round, the world go round, the world go round. You have the cabaret record? I love that song.
But you know what I got yesterday? What? You know a song called Popcorn? I have to play for you. Jesse loves it. I went to six shops yesterday. We learned
is
it.
Is that the one that
works? Yeah, it goes.
Yeah, I don't know that.
How's it go, I'm Jess? Sure you've heard We've been listening to it.
Yeah. It's
I listened to the music what it said and that's the popcorn that I'm with. And I put left, right, left.
Back forth. What went back forth?
That everybody went like this.
Yeah, that's the step. So
when I did a dance, I didn't feel like it.
Three-year-olds can do it, but adults have a lot of trouble.
Sandy?
Yeah?
I put my door there. I'm
dying.
Goodbye, honey.
Yeah, let me see a phone.
Jesse, I have some games to play with you. You want to play some games with me? I'm going to show you some pictures and ask you questions. Okay?
Okay.
Good. Okay. We're going to stay in here. I'm just going to get my book. Oh, here, you want to hold on to your puppet?
That's really nice. I'm glad you did that.
What's the game called?
You didn't have to do it.
What's the game called?
It's called life. What's my line?
What?
It's called, look at the pictures. Okay?
Okay.
Oh, I have to, actually I gotta wait.
Why?
I gotta wait because you... Esther should be asking you the same questions, right? So, Mark.
Can I ask you what the pictures are?
That's right. No, right. Can I ask him what you think he'd say the pictures are?
There's Daddy.
Yes, you can see him on the TV.
See him? That's his mind. Unfortunately, there is a piece left over.
That goes here.
The windshield.
An opaque windshield. Michael, where is this movie and what time?
Well, I don't want to see that.
I think
at
Kenmore Square. It's a Renoir thing.
Kenmore Square. So, like, what time should we leave?
Well, Sarah's coming at 7, I would think, right after.
Okay, so do you want us to pick you up or you want us to...
Either way. Anyway, we could pick you up because it's probably on the way, is it, to Kenmore? We go down Route 9,
a
toss-up. Right?
For Kenmore Square? No.
Yeah.
No, we probably go down Commonwealth Avenue.
Commonwealth?
Yeah.
Either way.
We'll come pick you up.
Okay. About 7:10, 7:15.
Okay.
Okay. Good. Great.
The movie starts at 20 to 8.
I'm not exactly sure. I think 7:40 actually.
I see Mommy now.
Yeah.
Daddy.
What, sweetheart?
I see Mommy.
Yeah, you will.
If you look through the, you can see the little screen through the one-way mirror. It's on the other side. It's our monitor.
I was seeing Mommy.
Well, you can't see it, but you have to. He could see it from a certain angle. If you crouch down and look under here, you can see it.
Well, the numbers came up.
Yeah.
If I put my feet on it.
You make all the numbers come up. Do you think you'll stay in here with me? If you
yeah, sure.
Okay.
Do you want to get started?
I think so. Okay, Jesse, Daddy's going to go with Esther, okay? And I'm going to ask you these questions. Okay? Good.
Where's he going?
Esther's going to ask him the same questions that I'm asking you. Isn't that funny?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Ask
I want you to tell me what your favorite ice cream flavor is.
Vanilla.
And what's your favorite color?
White.
White? Like, let's say you had to wear a shirt. Uh-huh. Would you want to wear a white shirt?
That's your favorite. Mm-hmm. Okay. And what's your favorite animal?
Leopard.
A what?
Leopard.
Leopard. Oh. Have you ever seen a real leopard?
Tigers at the
the zoo?
Yeah, at the zoo.
What's your favorite food? What do you like to eat the best? If you could eat anything you wanted.
I wanted peas.
Peas? And what is your favorite TV show?
The Olympics.
What?
Just like Daddy watches.
Which show do you like the best?
Running.
You watch Sesame Street?
Uh-huh.
You like that?
Yeah.
You like Mr. Roberts? You watch Mr. Rogers?
Uh-huh.
You watch Zoom?
Yeah.
But which is your favorite?
Sesame Street.
Oh, yeah, that's a great program. Okay. I have some pictures in here. I want you to look at these pictures, okay?
Okay.
Now,
what?
If you could have either a necklace or an airplane, which of these would you rather play with?
Necklace.
You would much rather play with a necklace?
Uh-huh.
Okay. If you could have a dolly or a truck, which one of these would you like the best?
Dolly.
If you could have a teddy bear or a telephone, which one of these would you like the best?
Telephone.
Telephone. What would you do with the telephone?
Call it. I have a telephone at home.
I know you do.
And my dad calls and me too. When the phone rings, I get it. And somebody's going to be on the phone tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. And did you ever talk to me on the phone?
Uh-huh. May.
Me? Did you ever talk to me on the phone?
Uh-huh. And Della ever be on the phone?
Della?
Uh-huh.
Jesse, if you could have a tool set or a tea set, which would you like the best?
Tool set.
Yeah, you like tools, don't you?
Uh-huh.
And if you could have a top or a bicycle, which would you like the best?
Tricycle.
Tricycle. Pardon me. Okay, Jesse. You see these four pictures?
Mm-hmm.
Which one is the kangaroo? Mm-hmm. See these four pictures?
Mm-hmm.
Which one is the arrow? Which one of these four is pouring? Where do you see pouring? Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And which one of these four shows baking?
What?
Baking. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Right. And which one of these is a thermometer? And which one of these is a caboose?
What? Which one?
Caboose. Do you know? Okay. And which one of these shows polishing? Polishing. Okay. And which one of these shows saluting? Right, you are. And which one of these shows binoculars?
This one.
That's right. Have you ever looked through a pair of binoculars?
Mm-hmm. I have some at home.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. And I looked at them yesterday, and I see things in the living room.
And what does it make? What does it do to things? Makes them look what?
Bigger.
Right.
And a magnifying glass too. Mm-hmm. Makes things bigger.
Jess, which one of these is a funnel? And which one of these things shows fencing? Uh-huh.
Right.
And which one of these things shows welding? Jesse, you have to go to the bathroom?
Uh-uh.
No? Okay, if you do, you tell me, okay?
Okay.
Now, see, here are some pictures of girls. There's a little girl, there's a little girl, and there's another little girl.
Oh.
Can you show me the girl under the car? Okay. And can you show me the girls between the cars? And in this picture, can you show me the girl against the car?
Here.
Okay. And can you show me which of these girls is the girl above the car?
Which girl?
Which of, see this little girl up here?
Uh-huh.
And there's a little girl over here, uh-huh. And a little girl over here. Which is the girl above the car? That's right.
Here.
Mm-hmm. And, see these three girls?
Uh-huh.
Show me the girl to the right of the car. Which one is the girl to the right of the car? Okay.
Guess what the star is? Ten!
Ten.
Ten, right.
Okay, now, see these two pictures here? Show me the girl is pushing the boy. Right. Now I want you to look at these four pictures, okay? Look at them carefully and show me which one says the boy and the girl are pulling the wagon. The boy and the girl are pulling the wagon. Okay, look at all of them carefully. See? All right, which one shows the boy and the girl are pulling the wagon? That's right. Okay, you have to look at them carefully because sometimes you can't. See these two pictures?
Uh-huh.
Which one says the mother takes the boy to the doctor? Now I got another four pictures, okay? I want you to look at them all carefully. All right, all four of them. Which one of these pictures shows the little dog chases the big man? Right, you are.
I did it!
Yes, you did. Now look at this one again, just two of them, and show me the mother takes the doctor to the boy. Okay.
I did the right one.
Good for you. Now see this one?
Uh-huh.
Show me the boy is being pushed by the girl. Okay.
At the top.
Good for you. And got a funny one here coming up. Do you see these four pictures?
Uh-huh.
Which one shows the man who kissed his wife wore an apron? Which one? Just one. The man who kissed his wife wore an apron. It's only one. You got to point to just one. This one?
Yeah.
Okay.
I point to one in this one.
Which one?
That.
Okay. Now, do you see this picture over here?
Mm-hmm.
Who is cooking? Point, who is cooking? This one?
Mm-hmm.
What is cooking? Can you point to what is cooking? Touch it. Okay, can you guess what that is?
Mm-hmm.
What?
I don't know.
It's funny looking, isn't it? It's a turkey. It's supposed to be a turkey.
Turkey, yeah.
Okay. On the next page, I have two pictures. One is foot, and the other is feet. Show me feet. That's it. I have on the next page, one is mouse, and the other is mice. Show me mice.
Right.
Right. On the next page, one is geese, and the other is goose. Show me geese. And on this page I have tooth and teeth. Show me teeth. There you are, Jess. And the next page I have knives and knife. Show me knives.
I did it!
You did?
You did.
And I have leaves and leaf. Show me leaves.
Right.
Right you are. Now I see something over here that I want to use.
What's that?
Some blocks.
Oh.
Okay. I'm going to give you some and I'm going to take some, okay?
Okay. Then what?
Then I'm going to build something. And I want you to build the exact same thing. Okay?
Okay.
All right. You watch what I do. Oh, that is terrific.
I did it.
That's really good, Jesse.
Now what?
Very good.
Now what?
I'm going to build something else. Okay. There you go. Can you do that? A little bridge. Okay, now I'm going to use all the blocks, and I'm going to ask you a question, okay?
Okay.
I want you to give me your blocks. Okay.
Okay.
Okay, now look at these blocks. I'm going to ask you a question about them. See, there's a row of blocks here,
uh-huh.
And another row over here.
Oh.
Are there more blocks here, or in this row, or are they both the same?
They're both the same.
They are?
Mm-hmm.
Show me.
This one is long.
Yeah.
And this one is shorter because there's no more blocks on it.
Right.
And if I took one of your blocks, it would be much longer.
Right. Are there more blocks here?
No.
No, it's just longer?
Mm-hmm. If you give one of my blocks, I want the yearbook to me, then mine will get bigger. And when I put one of my ears again, it will get another point.
But now are there more blocks here or here?
No, there's not more there.
Are there more here now?
Yeah.
There are more here than here.
Mm-hmm. Now build something else now.
Okay, well, I'm not going to build for a few minutes because I want to ask you, you know how to count, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
Can you count for me? One.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14.
What comes after 14? Just count without the blocks. 14.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20.
What comes after 20, do you know?
21!
Right. You know what comes after 29?
10.
Good.
20, 10.
Good for you.
Now take my blocks back to me,
okay? Okay, I'm going to give you some blocks. I want you to tell me, how many blocks have I given you? How many blocks do you have there?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Right.
6.
Okay. Now, I'm going to put the blocks aside for a while because I want to do some other things, okay?
Okay, I'm going to put my blocks.
You know what this is.
What is it?
A bean bag. Can you throw it to me? Whoa! Do it again. Yay! Can you catch? You know how to catch? Okay, here goes. Up! Throw it again. Okay, I'm going to throw it. You try to catch it. Hold your hands out. There you go. Hey! Throw it again. Okay? Catch? Good for you. Whoop! Jesse, I'm going to ask you to point to some parts of your body, okay?
Okay.
Can you show me your elbow? Where's your elbow? Right. Can you show me your knee? Yeah. Can you show me your ankle? You know where your ankle is? Mm-hmm. Where?
Where?
Where do you think your ankle is?
Where?
Do you know where it is? Mm-hmm. This is your ankle. It's bone. Let's see. Right here. That's your ankle.
Back here?
Uh-huh.
Oh.
Do you know where your wrist is? Can you show me your wrist?
What?
Your wrist. Where's your wrist?
Where?
That's a wrist. Right here.
Right here! I showed you it!
Where are your knuckles? Do you know where your knuckles are?
Where?
These are knuckles in your fingers, all these little things. Okay.
There they are.
I'm going to ask you a question. What is the thing to do if you cut your finger?
Put Band-Aid on.
That's right. That's right.
But I hurt my finger yesterday, so I put a daddy size Band-Aid on.
A daddy size?
Uh-huh.
That must have been a big, big one.
Same as my daddy. And it goes all the way to here.
Uh-huh.
Right.
What is the thing to do if you lose your friend's ball?
What?
What do you think you would do if you were playing with your friend's ball and you just lost it and you couldn't find it?
What? Get it.
Get it? What if you couldn't? What if you couldn't find it? What if it was lost in him? It rolled away and you just couldn't find it.
What?
Do you know what you think?
Find it.
Okay. Jesse, can you tell me, why does it get dark at night?
Because the moon is going to be out tomorrow. Then I have to sleep, so I'm going to sleep.
Is that why it gets dark at night, because the moon is going to be out?
Yeah, soon, tomorrow, when I go sleep. And then I'm going to go to my new play school tomorrow.
You're going to a new play school?
Uh-huh.
Where?
I missed out because it's wet.
You couldn't go because it's wet out?
No. I went to this play school when it was raining, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Okay, why is a birthday called a birthday?
Because I had birthday yesterday.
You had a birthday party a little while ago, didn't you? You turned 3.
Tomorrow I'm going to be 4.
Tomorrow?
Then I'm going to be 5.
And then?
Go be 6.
And then?
Go be 7.
And then?
Go be 8.
And then?
Go be...
What? What comes after 8?
9.
And then?
10.
Right.
And tomorrow I'm going to be 11!
Tomorrow? Yeah. Boy, that's really fast. I don't think you're going to be 11 tomorrow.
Then what?
Well, I'd like you to look at some of these pictures again and tell me what that is.
The kangaroo. Mm-hmm. But I saw Bambi on the movie and
did
tomorrow
you?
We're going to see Peter Pan.
Are you going tomorrow? Aren't you lucky? You are lucky to see Peter Pan.
And on the way, sticks 1, 3, and 4.
Can you tell me what this is?
Arrow.
Can you tell me what she's doing?
But tomorrow we...
Can you tell me what this girl is doing?
Feeding her kitty.
Mm-hmm.
But Sandy?
Yes.
Tomorrow, and tomorrow, when we went to that park, the things weren't moving and we saw a kitty ride!
A kitty ride?
Yeah.
What's a kitty ride?
A boat. A boat is a kitty ride. And a little thing. And at the ball thing, you turn the thing, and the man goes round, and the man inside hits the ball, round to the other man. Right.
Could you tell me what this girl is doing?
Baking.
Yeah. Could you tell me what this is?
A thermometer.
Can you tell me what this is?
A tray.
Can you tell me what this man is doing to this shoe?
Drying it.
Drying it?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Can you tell me what this girl is doing? Whoops. What's this girl doing?
What?
What do you think she's doing?
Looking at a fly.
Looking at a fly. What's this? What is it? Yeah, you're right. Say it again.
I don't know what it is.
It's right, binoculars.
Oh, I said right.
Yep. Do you know what this is?
A funnel.
Right. What's he doing?
Pointing. I turn another page.
Yeah, why don't you turn the pages? That's good. What's he doing?
Making a sandwich.
Okay. Now, this girl is on the car, right?
Right.
And this girl is?
Under.
These girls are in front of the cars, mm-hmm. and these girls are where?
Between.
Right. This girl is in the car.
Hmm? Yeah.
And this girl is?
What?
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 Where's this girl standing? Is she in the car?
Uh-uh.
Is she on top of the car?
Uh-uh.
Where is she?
Up on top of the car.
Okay. This girl is under the car, right?
Right.
And this little girl is?
Up on top of the car.
Right.
Squishy bean bag.
Yeah.
Because it has beans in it.
That's right.
Are these blocks?
Mm-hmm. Jesse, can you just answer this one? This little girl is to the left of the car. Uh-huh. And this girl is?
To the right of the car.
Right, you are.
Let's see. Two come up.
Yeah.
Two.
Jesse, I have a few more pictures to ask you. Do you want to play with the cash register while I ask you these pictures?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. In this picture,
what?
The boy is pushing the girl. And in this picture, what's happening?
The girl is pushing the boy.
Yes. In this picture, the boy is pulling the wagon. But in this picture, what?
The girl and boy are pushing it.
Right. The girl and boy are pulling it. Okay, now, in this picture down here,
mm-hmm.
the mother takes the doctor to the boy, right?
Right.
But in this picture up here, what's happening?
What?
You tell me. The mother,
mm-hmm.
what does she do?
I take the boy to the doctor.
Right.
Right.
Boy, you can answer all these things. In this picture,
what?
The big dog chases the little man. But in this picture, what's happening?
The little one chases the big boy.
The littlest one chases the big boy.
Look at all those numbers. Look at all these numbers.
Yes. And in this picture, the mother takes the boy to the doctor, right?
Right.
What's happening down here?
The girl puts the boy in bed.
Okay. Jesse, here is one horse, right? And here there's a whole bunch of them. There are four, what?
Horses.
Yes. On this page, I have a funny little animal, and he's called a wug. Now there are two of them. There are two
wugs.
This funny little animal is called a tass. Now there are two of them. There are two, what?
Tasses.
And on this page I have a mouse. And now there are two what?
Mouses.
Mouses. And here I have one foot and two
foots.
Okay. And I have one goose.
Look at all these mice.
Yes, you can make them all come up if you push your hand down. I have one goose and two
gooses.
Gooses. And I have one tooth and a whole mouthful of
tooth. One tooth.
Right. And here I have one leaf and two
leaves.
Two leaves. And I have one knife and two
knives.
Knives.
Look at all these numbers.
Oh boy, you got them all to stay down.
One, two, three.
Okay, we only have a few more of these to do. This is a bell that is ringing, okay?
I would that.
Yesterday it did the same thing.
Oh.
Yesterday it
ringed.
Ring. Okay. This boy is playing with blocks. Yesterday he did the same thing. Yesterday he
built.
But he's playing, right?
Right.
And every day he plays. And yesterday he did the same thing. Yesterday he what?
Played.
He played, right. And I've got a boy here who is skating. Do you know how to skate?
I put my skating shoes.
Do you have skates?
Mm-hmm.
You have roller skates, don't you?
Mm-hmm. Roller skates.
Well, this boy is ice skating, and yesterday he did the same thing. Yesterday he
ice skated.
Yesterday he ice skating. Look at this man, Jesse. He knows how to mott. Yesterday he did the same thing.
Are these the blocks?
Mm-hmm. Oh. Yesterday he... What did he do? He's motting.
Oh.
And yesterday he did the same thing. So what did he do yesterday? He...
Mott.
Mott. Okay. Now, do you know what a parrot is?
Mm-hmm.
What's a parrot? Whoops, we're all finished with these. But I want to see if you could be a parrot. Do you know what a parrot is?
Uh-huh.
A parrot is a big bird, about this big. And he's green and he has beautiful colors on his beak.
Oh, like that beak?
Yeah. And he says everything that you say. So if you say, hi, parrot, he'll say, hi, parrot, pop. Okay? So I want you to pretend that you're a parrot and you say everything that I say, okay?
But I don't know, but I'm not a parrot.
Okay,
I'm just a boy.
Oh, all right, you can be a boy then, okay?
Okay.
And you say everything that I say.
Okay.
Okay. Blue.
Blue.
Okay. Tickle. You say
tickle.
Okay. What is the boy doing here?
Boy.
Okay.
Boy.
No, you have to say that. Can you say, what is the boy doing here?
What is the boy doing here?
That's right. Very good, Jesse. Now, you say this. The girl who sang came to my party.
But I'm Sissy.
You say, the girl who sang came to my party.
Came to my party.
Right. And I have one more thing for you to say.
And Julie is a girl.
Yeah, I know your friend Julie. Did she come to your party?
Mm-hmm. She came.
Can you say this? The man who kissed his wife wore an apron.
The man